Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Our mission is to equip you in truth with sound biblical teaching and spiritual discernment as a foundation for experiencing the authentic Christian life through fellowship with God and Christ. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We will go to your questions in the second part of the broadcast today. The number is always to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, 888-275-4265. Also, remember, you can contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. But we are now in a brand new month. Hard to believe the month of August is now in full swing. And as always, we have featured resources that I hope and pray all of you will take advantage of. What I have chosen might at first blush seem out of step, even tone deaf to the current crisis within Western civilization, a crisis that features anarchy and rioting and the current COVID-19 pandemic. I know I don't need to persuade you of the rampant insanity, the alarming images of police vehicles on fire, the burning buildings, the Molotov cocktails. All of this, however, is merely symptomatic of a deeper threat. Because much like the coronavirus, which has represented the greatest threat to those with compromised immune systems and pre-existing conditions, outrageous assaults on truth and reality are now, well, they're now the greatest threats to people with compromised minds, anesthetized by a growing dependence on government to cure our ills. Christians who could turn the Christian West, the cultural tide, at least in Western civilization, are lamentably silent. What's worse, we are disastrously inactive and ineffective on strategic battlefronts that will determine the outcome of our culture wars. And the problem isn't that we are outnumbered. It's that we are being outmaneuvered by those who apparently are more committed to act upon their deranged beliefs than Christians are for a faith that once turned the world right side up. Deranged beliefs that have led to the sacrifice of more than 60 million unborn children, 50 plus gender preferences, and, of course, cries to now defund the police. Make no mistake, we simply dare not sit idly by as younger generations continue to chug the deadly cultural Kool-Aid that is destroying the very minds and values of those who will one day lead and govern the United States of America. All of this is precisely why I'm passionately committed to building the immune systems of Christians so as to effectively withstand the mounting assaults on the Christian mind and Christian values of secular nihilists. And that leads me to three great immune system building resources. Resources for you and your family, but also meaningful gifts for friends and loved ones whose mental immune systems, like all of us, can use strengthening. So the first is Living Waters. It's a fascinating video on exploration of life in the liquid universe that covers more than 70% of our planet. This remarkable DVD celebrates the beauty and the brilliance of the biological systems that make life in the ocean possible. And that includes a spectacular tour of a dolphin's internal sonar system, a mechanism so powerful, so precise, that the animals can locate and capture small fish that are buried in the sand. The magnetic compass embedded in the head of a sea turtle. This is a biological wonder that guides their journey across thousands of miles of open sea. Or a salmon's amazing sense of smell and the power and majestic grace of a humpback whale, a creature whose existence defies the theory of Darwinian evolution. The second resource is Origin. It's an examination of the quintessential question that has baffled science for centuries. How did life on Earth begin? And in that DVD, you're going to travel through a molecular universe to encounter extraordinary biological engineering that is fundamental to the survival of every organism that has ever existed. Engineering that points clearly to intelligence and mind. How life began is not just an apologetics issue, it is the apologetics issue, because how one views his origin will ultimately determine how he lives his life. And that's why I'm so excited that our friends at Illustria Media have outdone themselves with Origin, Unlocking the Mystery of Life. And then there's a third featured resource, which is King of Creation, Meditations on God's Wisdom and His Works. That film on DVD, well, it presents 8 unique journeys to some of the most beautiful locations on Earth, all for an unforgettable encounter with the Maker of all majesty. King of Creation as a video can be enjoyed as an extended time of worship. And it's ideal for personal devotions, for home Bible studies, for churches, for hospitals, and for retreat centers, and countless other settings. The problem with today's anarchists is that they've been trained from infancy to believe that there are no intrinsic moral values or duties, that there isn't anything that is good in itself, or for that matter, bad. For if there is no God, everything is permissible, and that includes abortion and racism and suicide and looting. In the midst of societal chaos, we do well to remember that when the barbarians destroyed the Roman Empire in the West, it was the Christian church that established a new order. And it is Christians that must do so once again. The new world order that Christians initiated was grounded in the premise that God has revealed himself as creator and sustainer of the universe, and that he has done so in the realm of nature. No one made that point more eloquently than did the apostle most responsible for spreading the Christian ethic throughout the then known world. He said, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, his divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from that which has been made, so that men are without excuse." St. Paul went on to note that those who denied what could be clearly seen, well, they became fools. Fools, not in the sense of lacking mental acumen, but fools in the sense of minds darkened by the narrow confines of naturalistic preconceptions. This, again, is precisely why the resources I have selected for you this month are so transcendently significant, because inherent in these resources is the power to reinvigorate your faith in the one who placed you in a designed universe. He's placed you there as the leavening force for transforming your generation, just as others have transformed the generations in which they live. The three resources, as just mentioned, available. You can check them out on the web at equip.org. And as I mentioned at the outset of the broadcast, you can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. When we come back from the break, I'll go right to your calls. The number to dial to get your question answered on the broadcast today, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Be right back, so please don't touch that dial.
The issue of origins, Hank Hanegraaff often says, is not just an apologetics issue, it is the apologetics issue, because how you view your origins will ultimately determine how you live your life. That's why for Christians weary of the arguments of scientific materialists, there's good news. Illustra Media's film Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth combines stunning photography and imagery with rock-solid science and scholarship to show that we are the products of an infinite intelligence beyond human fathoming, and far from accidental and purposeless. Receive Origin on DVD as our thank you for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles that equip you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the current special double issue of the Christian Research Journal. Because questions remain about the earliest moments of the universe, scientists offer speculative alternatives to our universe having an actual beginning. Nevertheless, the science that is known to be true provides abundant evidence that the universe came into being a finite time ago, just as the Bible teaches. Other topics include how Dante's Inferno can help explain hell to modern seekers, Christian apologetics in a nutshell, John Chrysostom, the Golden Mouth Preacher, Christian imagination and the problem of horrendous evil, and much, much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
The Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the revised and updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. What's left of a theory of origins once it has been conceded that it doesn't explain how things originated? Fact is, chemistry and chance simply cannot account for the origin of biological life. And atheists and agnostics who think that life emerged from blind, undirect natural processes must come to grips with this reality. For Christians eager to defend the rationality of a faith under relentless siege by scientific materialism, don't miss the withering intellectual firepower of Illustra Media's film, Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth. As thanks for your gift in support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the film Origin on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.
let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Let's go right to the phone lines. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Craig in Tacoma, Washington, listening on the web. Hi, Craig.
Hey, good evening, Hank. It's really great to talk to you, and love of the show. And you're like the end of Amazon with some of the offers that you have. It's like, I need that. I didn't know of it, but I need it. So anyway, thanks for bringing that stuff up today. That's going to add to the library nicely.
Oh, wonderful.
Got a little question. I don't want to call it a situation at all, but love to read. I have a lot of friends at church and stuff that love to read, and a book was brought to my attention. It's just kind of a tidal wave just poof, hit me. You got to read it. It's life-changing. You have to read it. It's amazing. I never thought of this, which makes me almost, it puts my ears like, this doesn't sound quite right. All of it. It's just not quite right. It's a little bit of a warning to me. I believe the book's called The Color of Compromise. It came out very recently. I'll admit I have not read it. I believe the author's name is Jermore Tisney, I believe. Basically, it's speaking of the evangelical church in America being ignoring racism for years and being, kind of what I'm gathering from the short bits I've read on reviews and stuff is, you know, basically turning a blind eye. The North, Christians in the North, while they weren't slaveholders, not everybody did something to stop slavery. You happen to live in the North, you were a slave, not a slave owner. So, you know, that he's saying it doesn't automatically make you anti-slavery. Yeah, my relatives got here in the Lusitania about 1910 or 11. I'm a little bit befuddled, and I'm not too far from Seattle and Portland, and I work in emergency services. So, you know, this stuff kind of hits home a little bit. I get a little bit edgy,
yep.
And I don't, you know, I'm just kind of curious. Have you heard of the book? Or do you know anything?
I have heard of the book, and I've also read some of the quotes by Jermore Tisney, and some of the quotes that I've read are decidedly problematic. For example, he talks about the president, and he overtly says in the quotes that I read, again, I haven't read the book, but he says that the president's racism has been on display for decades. And I think when you throw this kind of rhetoric out, when you call someone a racist, you are making the most serious of all charges against a person. And I'm not just talking about a Christian person, but I'm talking about a person in general. We cannot call someone racist without having compelling evidence that that person is, in fact, a racist. And I think today this is one of the monikers that is thrown out again and again and again. And you certainly hear this with Black Lives Matter, which, by the way, is founded by people who overtly say that they are trained Marxists and that they are about the job of disrupting the Western nuclear family. As far as Christians being racist is concerned, no person who is a follower of Christ is a racist. If you were a genuine follower of Jesus Christ at the foot of the cross, you don't make a distinction between people, whether they're Jew or Greek, whether they're slave or free, whether they're male or female, because we are in Christ. And if we are, in fact, in Christ, we are heirs to the kingdom. Co-heirs, and we are equal. So we can't look at another person as though that person in some way or other is inferior to us. You can't imbibe racism. It simply does not square with the Christian ethic. 2,000 years ago, it was Jesus who planted the seed of an idea. And that idea was the breaking of the bonds of those who are oppressed. the idea of setting the captives free. And as the earlier followers of Jesus Christ began to spread to other countries, they began implementing that concept in the face of systemic racism, which has existed not just in America, but has been a plague throughout the history of the world. And so it was the teachings of Jesus Christ and the teachings of the followers of Jesus Christ that inspired Christians to fight against racism and slavery. And that was long before the Civil War. And it was based on the edict that we have to love our neighbor as ourselves. So it is the Christian ethic that absolutely denies the possibility of being a racist. It is counter the very foundational principles of Christianity. And Tisby basically argues that, and again, this is a characterization that I've received by those who have read his book, but he basically argues that to be a politically conservative Christian and to happen to be white, you are necessarily, by virtue of being white, complicit in racism. And that in itself has connotations that are unhealthy. We must think biblically, and each of us is called to judge our motives. Each of us will be called to account, not only for our motives, but our inner thoughts, before the judge that created all of us, and that with equality. And by the way, the Bible knows nothing of multiple races. All human beings, all of us, descend from one human couple. So again, in Christ and at the foot of the cross, there is no racism for true Christians. So the very idea that somehow or other, because you're white, you're a racist, or you suffer from some inherent gene that causes you to be racist, is counter the ethic of true Christianity. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. What's that? Whoops. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to Luther in Los Angeles, California, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Luther.
I hope you could help me. I put my dog to sleep. Excuse me. I was asleep about 2 weeks ago. And I can't find any place in the Bible. All the pastors tell me that your dog, you'll never see your dog again. I had him for 12 years. He was an Irish setter. And I can't seem to get my life together. I'm just grieving all the time. I was wondering, is there anything you could help me? I don't know what your opinion is on animals.
Well, my opinion is that if God resurrected our pets, it would be in total keeping with his overwhelming grace and goodness. And I can hear from your voice that you are an animal lover like most of my family, my kids, my wife, myself. We're animal lovers, and so we take seriously the resurrection of our pets. And I think the scriptures from first to last suggest that animals have souls. Both Moses in Genesis and John in Revelation communicate that the Creator endowed animals with souls. And now, obviously, the soul of an animal and the soul of a human being, qualitatively different, but nonetheless, the soul of an animal, while different from the soul of a human, nonetheless, provides us with a belief that that animal can survive the death of its body. One thing is certain. Scripture provides us with sufficient precedent for believing that animals will inhabit the new heaven and the new earth. You know, Isaiah says, the wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion, the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. Now, do I have absolute certainty that petted pets will be in heaven? No, but I think I have a pretty good and a very strong theological deduction that that may well be the case. So, Luther, take hope in the midst of your grieving, which is natural. Take hope that you may see your wonderful pet in eternity. I've written about that in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. That book available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can check it out on the web at equip.org. We are out of time for today's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do you remember Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered live on air when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. That's all for today. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and live Christianly. The film Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth transcends science to touch the heart and mind of anyone who has ever pondered the deepest mystery of human experience. Where did we come from? And why are we here? As thanks for your gift and support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the film Origin on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or just visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles that equip you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the current special double issue of the Christian Research Journal. Dante's Inferno can help explain hell to modern seekers. Counter to our intuitions, Dante depicts sinners as eager to enter the inferno, for hell promises to give them exactly what they want, their sin and themselves forever. Other topics include, did the universe really have a beginning? Christian apologetics in a nutshell. Christianity and the origins of hospitals and modern medicine. The indomitable human spirit of Philip K. Dick. Why arguments over fetal pain capability ultimately miss the mark in the abortion debate, and much, much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.